Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high. Watching some World Cup action. If you have taped the Japan-Germany match, you can earmuff, and I will give you the results. Japan has shocked Germany. They were down 1-0 for most of the match, came back with two quick goals, and they won it 2-1. Surprise, surprise. Yes, Paulie?
This would be my worst of the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Sausage humor.
I feel like because worst, like bad thing, and then worst, like...
No.
Curry burst.
Yeah. We have brats and dogs and burgers on the grill later today. Since we won't be here tomorrow or Friday, I thought, why not fire up the Traeger grills? All right, phone calls welcome, emails, tweets, all the above. Got a poll question for hour two, Seton?
Dan, let me update you hour one.
Okay.
It's not really all that surprising, to be honest with you.
Okay.
What game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Michigan, Ohio State right now, 51% of the vote.
Yeah.
USA, England has 30. Giants, Cowboys, ND, USC might be a little too local. Might be a little too regionalized. They're splitting. They got 10% each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, that, still marquee games, interesting games here.
Does that say more about Michigan, Ohio State, and how big it is just as a rivalry or just this year versus going up against a World Cup game?
Well, you have two top four teams, and this is going to decide, you know, what happens to both of these teams playing in the Final Four. Plus, last year's game made this year even bigger because Michigan roughed up Ohio State last year. The College Football Playoff Committee released its newest version of the playoff rankings, and no change this week. But the move that I think caught a lot of attention was two-loss LSU moving up to number 5 and leapfrogging a one-loss USC team. And I know USC's without a statement win. UCLA was an impressive victory there, but doesn't come close to LSU beating Alabama. Not to mention LSU still has an opportunity facing Georgia in the SEC title game. If LSU loses, the committee's not going to put a three-loss LSU team in. But USC, take care of your business. Beat Notre Dame, win the Pac-12. That's all you can do. But I'd keep an eye on Clemson because and TCU has no margin of error. If Georgia loses to LSU, Georgia is still going to be in the Final Four. I get that feeling. David Pollack from the Mothership, who was part of the playoff committee, the ranking reveal show last night, will join us coming up a little bit. Yes, Marvin?
When did this SEC, not bias, but maybe like the level of respect that they get, when did this start? Because remember, was that 2003, 2004, Auburn went undefeated, and right, they didn't get invited to the national title game? I think it was maybe like Oklahoma, USC.
Right.
Like, so, and they were SEC team, and, you know, when did that change? Or was there a time where, you know, that wasn't a thing?
I don't remember, you know, but that's a great example. But it almost felt like you were getting two SEC teams in just about every year, or you expected to get two, or they expected to get two. And then I wonder how many SEC teams are going to get in when you have a 12-team field. You might get six teams in. I mean, what would it be right now? Alabama, would Alabama be in with top 12? LSU would be in. Georgia would be in.
If there was a 12-team playoff today, you'd have Georgia, LSU, Bama, Tennessee, and then, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Then there'd be a few teams on the outside.
Wow. And then you're going to get people saying, you know, half the field's SEC. We got to expand it to 16 teams. You know, I'm fine. We'll get to 12. I fought for years to get to four because it used to be just Bill Hancock would come on and it'd be Bill would defend the college football system where you got two teams and that was it. And all the coaches, Pete Carroll was still at USC. And I remember having him on going, Pete, people want to see four teams, not two. No, we're all good with this. Everybody was drinking the Kool-Aid back then. And then all of a sudden, they go to four, and then everybody's, yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. And I'm like, we could have pushed this a long time ago. Yes, Heaton.
But not to go off on a total side tangent.
But
it is a day of tangents, though.
Yeah.
Why don't they just make the whole season this and just have the bigger programs all play each other?
That's what I've been saying.
We've hit it a bunch of times, but there's no reason that Alabama is playing Austin Peay this late in the season. It's dumb.
I assume we're getting to that point.
No offense.
I just don't know when we're getting to that point. That let's kind of pull the curtain back and say what college football really is. It's just, it's semi-professional. You're waiting to be the NFL. And that's the blueprint or the Premier League. That's what they should be doing, I think. And then you're going to have the teams that have the money, have all the talent. And then you have the other schools that are going to be playing for a different championship there. Yeah, Pauline.
You guys are totally right. If somehow you could yield, if the presidents, the athletic directors, and the coaches would yield schedule control to a combination of the networks and some NCAA boss,
yeah,
you would, that college football would be right on par with the NFL. But that's the problem. There's too many wasted weekends, wasted games. You have so many games played. There's always some good ones. But you have a wasted weekend with Alabama, and they should not waste a weekend.
All right, we'll get to phone calls. Yes, Marv?
Here's my issue with the college football program, or whatever you want to call it, regarding style points. I think style points is a big thing. So say the Vikings. When the Vikings lost to the Cowboys, they would have been out of the college football playoff.
Yes.
That just counts as one win. So can we just get rid of style points? Is that something that needs to be talked about?
Well, you're voting each week, and you have to vote on something. And not everybody watches all the games. It feels like, you know, you're aware of games, but are you watching an entire game? Probably not. Even with Heisman voters, how many are watching an actual game of Blake Corum? You'll watch this weekend against Ohio State. How many watched C.J. Stroud with, what, five touchdown passes against Indiana? Or how many watched, you know, the game against Northwestern? That's what college football is. You got to get somebody's attention. How do I get your attention? We put 63 up on this team. Oh my God, did you see that? If Tennessee was winning games where they were winning, you know, 27 to, you know, 17, they're not on anybody's radar from the standpoint of, oh, they're special. When you start putting up 50, and this goes back to the 70s. Oklahoma, Nebraska would put up 70, it felt like. And it'd be against Baylor, you know, same teams, but they'd put up all of these points. We'd be like, they're unbelievable. Well, they were great, but you got people's attention. If you have, Like Caleb Williams. You haven't really focused on him until probably last week, where you went, oh, wow, that guy's good. National TV standalone game, and he put up some big numbers there. But he's put up great numbers the entire season. It's, oh, wow, did you see that game by that guy? And that's how we are. It's, what's the shiny object in college football? I don't know how good Clemson is, but they're there. They don't look like a formidable team, but they're in the mix. LSU has looked great, and then I've watched them get blown out by Tennessee at home. I don't know how good they are. I don't know how good Michigan is. I think Ohio State's really good, but they've struggled. You know, they struggled to put away Maryland. Ohio State had a bland month. They could, if they blow out Michigan, we're going to go, oh, my God, they are great. If they lose, then what happens? Georgia. Georgia's been spotty. I mean, they struggled last week. They struggled against Missouri. Oh, my God, they blew out Oregon. And Michigan barely got by Illinois. Now, you can say, well, those are the games before the game, and factor that in. Okay. But we'll talk to Pollock about that. Yeah, Marv.
Is Michigan and State, excuse me, is Michigan State or Michigan or Ohio State a bad loss away from being out of the top four? Like if either one of those teams loses by 40.
Well, I don't think anybody's losing by 40.
Okay, let's say three touchdowns.
So if Michigan beats Ohio State by 21.
Correct.
Does Ohio State drop out, beating them at home in Columbus? I'll ask Pollock this. Because this is where style points matter. Yeah, if Michigan barely loses, does Michigan drop out of the top four? Probably not. Yeah, Paul.
The college football committee, they're openly talking about, they grade a win. They grade a loss. Like, USC got dinged for giving up 45 points to UCLA in a game they won. They didn't get enough credit for scoring the 48, which they could score on anybody.
Yeah.
But now USC is in a position this weekend against Notre Dame. Let's say Notre Dame lays an egg this weekend. And halftime, it's 21-0 USC. USC is not going to call off the dogs for two reasons. They want to get their quarterback, the Heisman. They want to put up 50 on Notre Dame to try to get back in the playoff picture. And they can't, you know, be sportsmanship is out the window.
No, no. And they don't encourage that. If you had style points in the NFL, Dallas would have put up 60 if they could have on the Vikings. But we don't have style points. Every night, movie night with the biggest blockbusters streaming on Peacock. Watch Jurassic World Dominion, Minions, The Rise of Gru, and Jordan Peele's Nope whenever you want on Peacock. Our streaming partner, download the app. You can watch for free. Chris in Nashville. Hi, Chris.
What up, DP? How you doing, brother?
Hello, Chris.
Hey, DP. How you doing, bud?
Good, good, good.
Hey, I got a suggestion. I know that Fritzio's, I think, what'd you say, like three pies?
Yes.
What if you and the guys, maybe you, I don't know, you, Seton, and Polly, since Polly has so much love for him, all get together and hit one from the left, one from the right, and one from the front, all at the same time?
Hmm. All right. Well, we'll give that some thought. That we'll put that under consideration of how we administer three pies to Fritzy. Coming up in the final hour of the show. Yes, Paul.
It's a tough time of year to waste three pies. You know, this is Thanksgiving season.
Yeah, but these aren't pumpkin pies. These are just whipped cream and throw some, you know, cherries in there or something. Yeah. What, Todd?
I would just make one request, if you guys can just go gently, because I just had that work done on my face with the cryotherapy treatments, and there's still some residualness that's healing. That's I think that's a simple enough request, whether it's two pies, three pies, 42 pies. Just to kind of
would you check with the doctor and ask if you're allowed to take a pie?
I'm sure I can, but it'd probably be better if it was like gently smushed as opposed to shoving it, like, you know, just as there's things scabbing up or whatever. That's the only request I would have. Is that being weak or soft to say that? This was like a legitimate treatment that I had.
Had minor surgery, ago. Dan, on his face.
Now, this is cosmetic surgery that you had.
Well, there was like these skin tags and like and different things that
did you
to
have
be addressed.
Anything? That was 2 weeks ago.
None of it was covered by insurance. So I guess you would probably
did
be
you
more
have
cosmetic.
Okay, so there was
no lifts or tucks or anything like that.
Okay.
Just some things on my face that
all right.
I wanted
well, then
removed.
You know what? We'll do a how about slow motion pies to the face?
There you go. I can deal right. with that. Like,
as Paulie likes to point out, it's a pie massage that we're going to give like you that. To the face.
I'm almost looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be gentle and soothing, and it'll be cool on your face.
That's very sweet.
All right, Todd. Yes, Mark.
To go back to the pies, is a pumpkin pie a one seed for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Are there any other pies that you guys have during Thanksgiving?
No, there's only pumpkin pie.
But you have others available.
Yes, but there's a pumpkin pie is a number one seed. Pumpkin pie is Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Georgia right now. Nobody's close. Yes, Eden.
That was actually going to be our hour two poll question.
Oh.
Pumpkin pie is delicious, disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Or, if that's a little too harsh, we could say pumpkin pie is great, gross.
Are you kidding me?
Such a hot topic. If you remember in 2019, Scott Van Pelt, our buddy at ESPN, tweeted out that he hates pumpkin pies.
Yeah.
We had to have him on to confirm and let him give his side of the story.
Damn.
It's tough for the brand.
It's pumpkin pie. Yeah, Morav.
I've had pumpkin pie once in my life. It was okay.
Yeah, probably a great day, too.
Sure. It's sweet potato pie over at my house.
All right.
It looks the same, but it's not the same.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You do you. By the way, who's picking the music today?
Oh, that's me. That's kind of our after dinner.
Is this slow jams?
The drinks are flowing.
Oh,
in the kitchen while everyone's cleaning up, you dance with your aunt or your grandma.
Well, how about your wife?
Or your aunt or your grandma? And
it's sort of like an extension of the cookout playlist.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
You got the music flowing after dinner. The drinks are flowing. Like, no. I don't drink Hennessy. You know, I don't like that.
What do you drink?
I'm not a big drinker. I'm like kind of like Fritzy.
Okay.
I get a Shirley Temple. If I do drink, you know, I'm soft, you know, cranberry and vodka, a Heineken.
Okay.
Nothing. All the BRGs know. Oh, Marvin, give Marvin a Shirley Temple. Soft.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
There's nothing soft about a Shirley Temple. It's actually very fruity and delicious.
How you feel about that, Marvin?
I guess my description of that shows just how soft.
Do you feel fruity and delicious?
How you feel about that, Marvin?
Yeah.
It's very refreshing. It's not a big deal. I don't know why. You shouldn't be ashamed to order it. Although I've ordered it before and said that my daughter would like it. And I just move it to my side of the table.
Fritzy, that didn't help.
Did not. Yeah. I apologize.
When Fritzy agrees with you, Marv, you're in trouble. Just saying. And Fritzy has his list of things. I don't know why you came in with a negative attitude of things you hate for Thanksgiving.
I don't know why I did either. I was just thinking about Thanksgiving this morning. I was listening to the traffic reports and newscasters at the airport, and they're going to get their flights, 48,000 flights.
Yeah, but okay, hold on. You don't go anywhere.
I don't.
And you don't cook.
Don't even cook.
And
don't even wash a plate.
You're not driving.
We're going to a restaurant about 15 minutes up the road.
Applebee's really serves Thanksgiving dinner.
They do, actually.
Olive Garden. Does Olive Garden have Thanksgiving?
When you're there, your family. Yeah, where else are you going to go for Thanksgiving?
All right.
Unlimited drumsticks.
Yes.
I'm all in on that.
Let's take a break. David Pollack from the Mothership will try to make sense of the college football rankings and what could happen this weekend. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Every great day starts the night before, Todd. Sleep Number. Right now, Sleep Number, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Invest in the best bed that you can buy. Sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And there's certain things you can do to get a better night's sleep. Better sleep tips for the fall season as days become shorter, temperatures get cooler. They can affect your sleep quality and circadian rhythm. Do you know about your circadian rhythm?
Yeah, but I thought that only comes once every 15 years. The cicadas, circadian rhythm.
It's 7 years.
7 years. What did I say, 15?
15. Sleep Number, sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Make sure that you invest in the best bed you can buy. The ultimate Sleep Number event is going on right now. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Marvin controlling the music here. Little Prince. There's a picture Paulie showed me of Prince, and he's shooting a basketball. He's got unbelievable form. Now, he's only about 5'3", but he was supposed to be a really good high school player. And I thought, you know, everybody has that, yeah, I saw Prince play, or Prince was pretty good. And then I looked at his form. Damn. I mean, if I said, who is that? You'd go, I have no idea. No, it's Prince. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Prince looks good. Or did look good in the picture. Yes, Mark.
On one of his tours, he has a basketball hoop on the stage. And he would just, you know, do a little trick with the ball, spin the ball on his finger, and then shoot a basket.
No kidding.
Yes.
I should have known that. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, he went to Minneapolis Central High School and was on the varsity. That picture you said we sent with him with the high jump shot, he did have sequin pants on. He was not in a basketball outfit. So, like, he was just shooting around, like, before a show or something.
It's really good form. Could show that to some NBA players. David Pollack, always good form. Somehow a smooth segue. College game day, ESPN college football analyst. And they have the big game in Columbus, the rivalry week, the game Ohio State and Michigan. And that'll be coming up game day, 9 a.m. till noon on Saturday on the Mothership and ESPN app. If you didn't go to Georgia, where were you going?
I would have gone to Clemson or Ohio State. Those are probably my next two that I would have gone to.
What was the recruiting story? You got a good recruiting story?
Well, Dan, I wasn't really that highly recruited. was it like some of these?
Well, wait a minute. Clemson and Ohio State and Georgia.
Well, I think I had four or five offers coming out of high school, but Clemson was the only school actually that recruited me on defense. Ohio State, Georgia recruited me on offense. But I got a good recruiting story for Ohio State. Dude, I'm from the South, Dan. You know that. I'm from Georgia, lived in Georgia my whole life. I went on a recruiting trip to Ohio State, and I flew up there during the season to go watch a game. And I got off the plane, and there was like 6 inches of snow. And I was like, what in Sam heck is that, Mom? Like, absolutely no deal breaker. I'm out right now. And then guess what? You know, 5 years later or 4 years later, I'm drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, and God has a sense of humor. So it's amazing.
Maybe you shouldn't have flown up. If you didn't fly up to, no, if you had gone up in September, you might have gone, God, this is beautiful. The foliage, everything's great. You know,
I'll never forget, Dan, with the Bengals, man. I'll never forget. Everybody was complaining about camp and like, it's so hot. I'm like, what? this is spring ball in Georgia. Like, this is like, and you know, when the weather changes, especially, you know, us, the bigger guys, like the weather changes, you know, your energy level goes up and you can run all day. Your lungs feel so good. And I was like, this is amazing. But yeah, first time I ever got on an airplane was my flight, my official visit to Ohio State.
Do you get accused of preferential treatment for Georgia, like Kirk Herbstreit, maybe with Ohio State?
Oh, 100%. And there's no, like, it's funny to watch your timelines on social media because, by the way, I love it. I love the hatred on social media. Like, I absolutely think it's comical. I think it's funny. I think it's awesome. But if I pick Georgia, you know, I got a bunch of a segment of people that you're a homer, blah, blah, blah. And then if I pick against Georgia, I'm Benedict Arnold. And I've actually gotten in – my wife several years ago got in an altercation. This was like 5 years ago in my living room. My wife is the most passive person ever. One of my friend's wives was like, what's wrong with you? You played at Georgia. How could you pick against Georgia? They made you what you are, blah, blah, blah. And it was like Georgia fans, every time I pick against them, they get upset. I'm like, listen, here's when I grew up in the business, I watched a couple of guys, and I'll never forget watching Lou Holtz. And he coached at South Carolina, and he coached at Arkansas, and he coached at Notre Dame. And every time he talked about South Carolina, Arkansas, and Notre Dame, he picked them, and he loves them. And obviously, I get it. But I remember those moments when I was growing up in broadcasting. I'm like, I'm going to make sure I don't do that. I'm going to make sure I pick the best team, who I think is going to win, and let the chips fall where they may. And whether – Dan, it doesn't matter what we do. You know how this works. If you pick somebody, you can say the nicest thing in the history of the world about the other school and pick them. As soon as you pick them, you think their team's trash.
Yeah.
And they're going to say something about it, and they're going to hit you up, and it really doesn't matter.
What happened with your wife and you know the guest who came over – almost get ugly?
Nah, I wish, man. I wish my wife could bring them things. My wife's like 5'8", a buck 25. She would get stomped out. But she was just like, seriously, why do you feel that way? And the other lady was pushing back. It was a nice little, almost a cat fight in December in the Pollack living room.
All right. What stood out last night? What should we be keeping an eye on with these rankings and which team or teams?
I think USC obviously is in a huge position to do something good when you've got Notre Dame on the schedule. You just beat a ranked UCLA, the Pac-12, good chance to beat Oregon next week to get another feather in your cap. So I think USC is that team, if somebody slips up, who could be lurking. The interesting thing to me is it depends who slips up, and it depends how much space we have between everybody else. Because if TCU loses a close one this week and then wins the Big 12, are they still in? If Ohio State loses to Michigan, are they still above USC? I mean, I think USC is going to be that team that everybody's looking at, like, please go ahead and lose to Notre Dame so we make sure that we have a chance. Because I don't think Michigan, with their non-conference schedule and the way they haven't been necessarily as explosive offensively, that there is a team that's going to go, oh, yeah, they lost close to Ohio State, they're in the dance. Colorado State, Hawaii, UConn, when UConn's your best at a conference game and it's football season, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're at a conference schedule, I think, could hurt them. But USC is definitely the team that you look at that says has a chance to rise and growth opportunity.
What do you think happens in the Ohio State-Michigan game?
I tell you what, the more physical team wins this game. That is just, you look at whoever runs the ball the best, whoever's the most physical. Like I talked about, the weather is cold. To me, what I've seen so far from Michigan, I think Michigan is the more physical team. Ohio State, I'm still learning about them. Offensively, they don't push enough guys around and create enough space. And I think Michigan's D-line, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. But I'll never forget, I still will say this till I die. The hardest thing in college football is to go on the road and win in tough atmospheres. So is Michigan explosive enough? Ohio State has the revenge factor as well. But I think Michigan, to me, what I've seen so far has been the more physical team.
Yeah, they got a lot of injuries there. And going into Ohio State. But it's almost like Ohio State wanted to be more like an SEC team. That they didn't want the 3 yards in a cloud of dust, that they wanted it wide open and made a concerted effort. Michigan is still sort of that 3 yards in a cloud of dust. That's Harbaugh's personality. And now Ryan Day, they want it. It's like when Kiffin got to Alabama with Saban. Help me open it up. That's how we're going to get recruits. That's how we're going to keep up with everybody else there. But you think Ohio State having a wide open offense, but not that physicality, will keep Michigan in this game?
Well, and here's the thing that I haven't heard enough people talk about. Like, CJ Stroud is a machine, Dan. Like, I could take you through so many of his clips and I could go, watch this, watch his touchdown pass to Mbuka in the fourth quarter of Penn State. And you talk about rhythm and timing. The dude is incredible. Like, when the structure of the offense and everything is clean, CJ Stroud's the best quarterback in college football. When it's not, and there's a little bit of something off, whether it be a pass rush, the creativity, he doesn't have that Bryce Young creativity where he can play off script and now flip the ball out sidearm. He doesn't run the football really, really good. So if the interior, the weakness of Ohio State's offensive line is guard, center, guard. If those guys can make CJ Stroud a little bit uncomfortable and make him move his feet, which I think they'll be able to a little bit, then he goes from the best quarterback to an average quarterback. So I think Ohio State's called their game plan this whole year, Dan, with Michigan in mind at the end of the season. They usually throw the football all over the yard, super aggressive, hyper aggressive. I think they've ran the ball more this year at a higher clip and into heavier boxes because they know against Michigan at the end of the year, when physicality matters the most, when it's cold as crap and receivers don't catch the football as well, quarterbacks don't throw it as well, we have to be ready for that moment.
David Pollack from the Mothership, ESPN College Football Analyst, and game day will be in Columbus. They start at 9 a.m., go to noon on ESPN. I mentioned this to Joel Klatt the other day. If you're Drake May, can't go to the NFL, you're at North Carolina, what if he went out on the open market? What would he be worth on the open? What if Drake May said to Ohio State, C.J. Stroud is going to the pros. I'd like to help you. Could you call your boosters here? The price starts at $10 million.
Wow. I haven't heard anybody say that, by the way. I love what you're saying because I'll say this, man. Like 4 weeks ago, we talked about it on game day. And I was like, dude, this dude is the best in college football. And everybody kind of looked at me a little bit like this. I'm like, look, he does more things better than everybody. Like, he's 6'5", he's 220, he throws into tight windows. He throws under pressure. He scrambles to get time. He can throw. He can. He spreads it around to multiple receivers. That's an amazing point. And here's what I would do, Dan. If he did that, and I was at all these big time schools, hey, which one of my boosters are a billionaire? Which one of them are? Bro, I need $10 million. I'm going to get you the best quarterback in college football. Like, can you make that happen? I think it's an absolute. It would be an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah, you know, but this happened with Caleb Williams when he left Oklahoma. He was the open market. Who wants to give me the most? And USC ponied up to bring in Caleb Williams.
Well, and think about Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers goes the number one player in the country in high school, you know, 3 years ago, gets a boatload of money from Ohio State. And then, Dan, guess what? Free agent market again, and then goes to Texas and gets a boatload of money. Like, to me, that would be the wave of the future. If I'm these, and I'm a business guy, like, hey, out of high school, take all the money you can take, highest offer. After a year, you can take another high offer and go to somewhere else. So I tell you, I'd hate to be the coaches nowadays having to navigate this crap, but I think Drake May is unreal, and he can do things that that only Drake May can do, and he would definitely claim whatever. I think he could write a blank check. Tennessee's quarterback like got $8 million, I think, something like that. Yeah. Like if he got $8 million, then Drake May is worth at least 10.
Is Lane Kiffin just goofing around here?
I don't know, but how awesome is it? I mean, how amazing is it watching?
But how would you feel if he takes the Auburn job after what he's been doing on social media?
I think he's going to. I think he's going to. But I think what he said specifically was, I haven't taken the Auburn job yet. I'm not going to step down and take the Auburn job. I don't know that he said, I'm not taking the Auburn job, period. I'm not in the mix.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. I just want him to, when you hear the report, like he told his team that he had not accepted the Auburn job, or and I went, did he say, I'm not going to leave Ole Miss? That's what I want to know. It's semantics is all this is. But if you said on Saturday is Lane Kiffin in Auburn, I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't either. Yeah. And I think for Auburn, it'd be a really good hire. Auburn did something last time. They went outside of the league and got Brian Harsin. I don't think Auburn's doing that again. Like, Auburn's not going to go outside of the league and have the growing pains and then the boosters be upset. But it's interesting. Auburn is one of the most polarizing jobs in all of college football. They've got ridiculous fans, ridiculous resources, unbelievable stadium, campus. They have ridiculous access to recruits. They have this is the best job that's on the market, and it's not close. Like, they've won national championships with Gene Chizik. Like, they've done that. Like, they as a team that can win and win big if you can get the right guy. Nick Saban obviously getting a little bit older. Lane Kiffin, I mean, imagine the shots he'd be taking. It would be gorgeous.
But if I said you could have Deion or Lane Kiffin at Auburn.
And Deion wants the job.
Yes.
Deion definitely wants that job. I tell you what, I think Deion's a problem for people. I think Deion. We went there. We got to go to Jackson. It was awesome. We got to go there for game day. And let me tell you something, Deion. If you spend any time around Deion, like he gonna get the mamas. Like, you think about recruiting the mamas. Like, prime time's gonna walk in there and smooth everybody. Like, He's got such a big smile, a big personality. But here's the thing to know about Deion too. Deion's also got competitive toughness. Deion doesn't put up with crap. Like, they're gonna look the same on the practice field. You know, they're gonna dress the same. You're gonna show up and you're gonna practice. Like, Deion got one of the best recruits in the country last year with Travis Hunter, the top recruit in the country, to come to him and play HBCU. Like, are you kidding? Like, imagine what he could do at a place like Auburn with that brand and those resources. Oof, I think
are those your kids behind you over your right shoulder?
Yeah, they just walked in.
All right, I'll let you be dad. Safe travels to Columbus and dress warm, okay?
Hey, you know what? After Montana, Dan, I don't give true. A crap, bro. My toes are still frozen.
Wait,
hey, Dan,
okay,
I gotta
hold
know.
On. Herb Street got his feet massaged on.
Ooh. Yeah,
on the set.
You know, I think as a teammate, you know, I'm required to be a good teammate. I have no comment, Dan, okay? I mean, I don't know. I know there's videos and all that stuff, but
he's from Ohio.
He's the toughest dude on set by far. Like, he has his AC unit on when it's 30 degrees. I mean, he usually – but -5 was a different animal, Dan. All right, Dan, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I got a question for you, bro. How is your form?
Oh, it's
good. Talk about Prince's form. It's solid. How's yours?
It's great.
Great. Not just good. It's great.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to have to put that to the test one day.
Well, I mean, you want to shoot free throws here? I'll make 7 or 8 out of 10 with my eyes closed.
That's pretty solid.
With my eyes closed.
I'm not buying that. I'm going to need video evidence of that.
Paulie, would you confirm?
Yeah, we tried it, David. And Dan usually goes about 9 for 10 from the free throw line. But we did it eyes closed. He went 7 for 10 confirmed.
Yeah.
How many years ago was this?
It was less than 6 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you got to know your opponent, David.
Mad props. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. You would like to apologize?
I formally and humbly
apologize.
Fair enough.
All right. I'll accept that. Would you
kiss the ring?
Would you massage my feet now? Safe travels to Columbus, there, buddy.
All right, see you, brother.
All right, that's David Pauling. See, I mean, don't question it.
I mean,
step to the king.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do that in person.
No, he would not.
You know that.
Disappointed.
I like the fact that he could kill all five of us if he wanted to.
This family takes turns turning heads, brains, beauty, and athleticism. All they need now for you to do is drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles waiting at your local dealer. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Once again, Marvin controlling the music today. Is this the music that's going to be at your house Thanksgiving night?
Yeah, for sure. And this is the song I danced to my mom with at our wedding.
Oh.
So it brings up, it's very nostalgic. Like, you have songs that remind you of your parents.
But this isn't a slow dance.
Oh, we don't slow dance.
Oh, at your wedding? We always do. It's a slow dance with your mom.
Yeah, we were just like, oh, you want to hear a song for Mama by Boyz II Men or something, you know, regarding your mom?
Yeah.
And I told him, the DJ, who was my friend, you play that, I'll fire you.
Wow. Like,
no, you play this. This is a jam.
Oh.
Because this reminds me of my mom when she was young and I was young, obviously. Like, she was like, oh, this is my song.
And who is this?
This is a group called Shalimar. Jody Watley was in this group.
Okay.
Jody Watley, top seed.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
It kind of sounds like, turn your love around. It sounded like to me. I know it's not that one.
How about we give it a rest?
Can we give it a rest? We'll give it a rest.
Yeah, just occasionally.
All right. Like,
Jeremy in Alabama. Hi, Jeremy. What's on your mind today?
Oh, man. Good Todd Fritz Day. It's a good Todd Fritz Day. Very fun. And just for amusement, not professionally. I just got a question for you, Dan. And when I was watching the reveal last night, I was just very curious to wonder why they're putting Alabama at number 7. Are they expecting chaos to happen? Are they wanting TCU to lose? Are they just trying to get Alabama in that 5-6 for a New Year's Day bowl? Or do they expect for something to happen?
I think they want Alabama in the picture. And even if you don't think they're going to make it into the top 4, everything's a TV show. If you factor that in, last night, the reveal is a TV show. And you've got 2 more weeks here. Can you keep Alabama in the conversation? Literally in the picture. Clemson's in the picture. USC in the picture. LSU in the picture. You got your outlier with TCU. There's nothing they can do about that as long as TCU keeps winning. TCU is going to be in the Final 4. And it might be one of those where TCU plays Georgia and they lose by 28 and people say, see, they never should have been in there. That's not how it works. You make it into the Final 4. If you get blown out, you get blown out. It's going to happen when we get to 12 teams. Imagine the 12th team if they would end up playing one of the top seeds. You might have a blowout. You're going to have a few blowouts there. But you might have some magic there as well. That's what we're hoping for. Chris in Sacramento. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call, as always. I just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody in the back room. Tyler, Dylan, Big German, Mario, Rob the intern, and Weeks. Thank you for all y'all do. Y'all don't get any love hardly ever on the air. So I just wanted to say y'all put in the hard work. Thank you so much for what you do. And Paulie, Marvin, Seton, Chrissy, and Dan, thank you for all you do. You put up the content. We watch. We love everything you do. Y'all are spectacular at what you do. That's why you are in the position what you do. And you're a mogul, Dan. And thank you for everything. And I just wanted to say thank you and happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Well, thank you, Chris. That's very nice. And, yes, the backroom guys don't get enough attention. But That's because Todd basically doesn't acknowledge them. Doesn't even know their name.
I acknowledge Picture Day Ray, who was left out of that group, by the way. So I want to make sure he gets in there.
Oh, okay. Good catch.
I didn't notice.
Come on now.
Picture Day Ray is the producer on the gambling podcast. We're taping that today with Bad Larry and...
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, Bad Larry and Dylan and also Shay and Irving. That'll be the podcast that'll be up on danpatrick.com. By the way, another podcast is called Running Smoke. Very proud of this. And one of the latest podcasts on our network, revving up this week's episode, NASCAR driver Derek White continues his court fight, but the Mohonk Nation supporting him waivers. Here is a clip.
The government always won. Every time, every court case.
We have to fight in a system that inherently is weighted against us.
It's like playing a game of cards with somebody and they just decide they're going to change the rules so they can win.
This week on Running Smoke, Derek is taking his case to the next level. But the leaders of the Mohawk Nation aren't too happy about it.
It was a dumb case that never should have been argued before the court.
You're not going to have a war over it because we're not going to win.
That's Running Smoke, and you can listen to the podcast available, danpatrick.com. Wherever you get your podcasts, be sure to follow and like and review. Very proud of it. Running Smoke. By the way, one of my college football sources, after hearing what I said about Drake May to David Pollack, you're dead on regarding Drake May. It would be hard for him to leave North Carolina because of his family ties there. His brother played basketball there, but he was committed to Alabama before flipping to North Carolina. Some of the biggest players in name, image, and likeness are looking for quarterbacks. And then my source says, happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, I love my family too, but like, yeah. I love my family history and whatever college I went to. But this is a whole new world where a guy could become a free agent. He's lucky that he's considered maybe the best quarterback in football, but not eligible for the draft. Let's say somehow he either goes downhill or Sam Howell is considered a top three draft choice at one point. You could find rankings from North Carolina. Then it went south. I'm sure if Sam Howell had the chance to take $5 million to go to another school, he wishes he would have done it.
But you look at what Caleb Williams did. I could see a situation where a quarterback is going to get money to go to school, and then he'll decide if he wants to stay that next year, maybe stays one more year, and then all of a sudden you go, you know what? I'm going to put my services out there, highest bidder. And you're going to make more than you'd make your first year in the NFL. Yeah, Paul.
And Drake May doesn't have to leave to do this, as you're saying. He could say, like, okay, I'm opening it up. I'm also opening up to North Carolina. What will it mean for you to keep me? And they have big boosters as well, and we don't think that they do. But you say, okay, cool, give me $8 million to stay.
Just imagine if you put it out there and you just said, Ohio State, hey, you lost C.J. Stroud. You're not going to lose anything because I'll be your quarterback coming in. Alabama, Bryce Young. I don't know. It may sound crazy, but you start to think about it. Think about it from the family's perspective or maybe the player's perspective. We look at it and go, oh, he should be grateful. He gets to go to North Carolina. Great school. Yes, it's a business. Lane Kiffin could be leaving to go to Auburn. It's a business. Final hour on the way. One more item as we close out hour two, Simply Safe Home Security. I've been telling you about them for over a decade. And if you don't believe me, which you should, about best home security system of 2022 and 2021 and 2020. This according to U.S. News and World Report. You get 24/7 professional monitoring. All right. What else do you get? Well, you don't have pushy salespeople, no contracts, no hidden fees, none of that. 24/7 professional monitoring service costs just under $1 a day. That's less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Top-rated Simply Safe app. You can stay in complete control of your system anytime, anywhere. You can arm or disarm, unlock for a guest, access cameras, adjust system settings. They've thought of everything there. Don't miss out on your chance for a massive savings. My favorite security system. Get 50% off any new system at SimplySafeDan.com. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.